It's 6:45. Good morning. I'm Anthony Mernal with KRWG News. On Thursday, New Mexico Governor Michelle Lujan Grisham says school districts in the state will have an online start, meaning classes will be virtual at least through September 7th. The governor cited the spread of COVID-19 in the state as the reason for making the decision. State public education officials initially proposed a hybrid plan combining in-person classroom time with remote online learning. Districts representing over 40% of the state's students already had requested a virtual start to the school year. Many local music groups have had to go online to learn, practice, and perform due to COVID-19. Emily Guerra talked to founder and director of El Paso Jazz Girls, Amanda Eckery, about how they have adapted.
Is this a unique group of only girls performing jazz?
It is, and the reason why it's only girls is based on some research that I did, and also from my experience being a professional musician in the world. There are so few women in jazz who are supported, who go through the entire education system. And in Texas alone, less than 2% of girls in the last decade have made the Texas All-State Jazz Band. And our focus was to combat the issues that makes jazz kind of a male-dominated field, which are have to do with the dominant culture in improvisation and the gender stereotypes of instruments. So we try and break down all these barriers so that girls have access to jazz education. And what's so nice about jazz is it's an ever-changing and evolving music. It's not just bebop or a specific type of music. It can involve all types of things. There's jazz players in Beyonce's band, in Justin Timberlake's band, and it encompasses many different cultures. Salsa, Brazilian music is prevalent in jazz music. So there's a wide range of styles that are called jazz, but it's also always changing and can be infused with all different types of genres.
Well, why don't we listen to a little bit of Koala, a salsa story song. It's about a heartbroken koala going out for a night of dancing with an iguana. About it, Koala.
Yeah, it's a cute name. Our participants wrote that this past summer at our annual summer program. So Koala, you hear the salsa dancing rhythm because he goes out for a night of dancing, but it's also sorrowful because he's heartbroken and he, you know, mustered up the courage to go out to dance to begin with, but you hear that emotion in the piece.
Let's talk more about the El Paso Jazz Girls. Now, during this pandemic with COVID-19, what changes, what have been the biggest concerns during this time?
Yeah, just like everybody and schools especially, things have moved online. And we used to meet in person for our annual summer program, but this year we met online, and it was wonderful. It allowed us to experiment and expand into different areas that we weren't touching on before, specifically in the digital world. So girls learned how to write their music digitally, recorded digitally using their phones, their laptops, whatever they had available to them. They learned how to play with a click track that we made in a digital audio workstation. Just so many different technology tools that they now have so they can record their own music and be more aware of just their recording process in general.
Talking about composing music, our listeners can also view you on the Composition Lab concert at facebook.com/EP Jazz Girls and on Instagram.
Yes, yeah, so we are posting all of our students' compositions that are accompanied with videos. Some of the videos have the girls actually performing themselves, which is it's like a grid, and so everybody uses their phone to videotape themselves. And others have drawings that the girls actually animated and illustrated themselves. So it's also all the arts, music and visual. And we've been posting them on our Instagram, which is at EP Jazz Girls, as well as the full concert where girls talk about their writing process on our Facebook page, which is facebook.com/EP Jazz Girls.
And what about Bluesid 19? It's a play on COVID-19.
Yes, Bluesid 19. So the girls in another group, they decided to do it. It's their take on COVID-19, Bluesid 19. And it has a bluesy sound to it that incorporates a lot of different things that they like. So right now we're all inside and we're just trying to, you know, stay joyful and support each other through this time. And so they thought, oh, well, let's just write a song that involves elements that we enjoy. So that song is full of different elements from existing songs that they like, and they put it together, and it's called Bluesed 19.
You can listen to Emily's entire interview with Amanda Eckery at our website, krwg.org.